Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
104.5 if you're on Twitter, at Tate Matthews. Give us a follow. That way you'll know who the guests are going to be each and every Saturday morning ahead of time. Ryan Mudd is in the house. It's a good day. All right, the lineup news brought to you by the Diner Nashville. Then we're going to get into our guest, Adam Kane, Upperman Bees football. Big game on Thursday night. That's right, Thursday night. Ron Crawford, Brentwood High football. Eddie Woods, Kane Ridge, Ravens football. So got a great lineup for you today. News brought to you by the Diner in Nashville. Tell you every week when you're going downtown, or if you're looking to got somebody from out of town coming in, you want to take them somewhere local in Nashville, kind of give them, let them know what it's all about. Real easy. Just go down to the corner of 3rd and Demumbrium downtown. You'll see the 6-story building. The balconies on all 6 floors, they're worth going for the views alone. Once you get in, it's like nowhere else downtown. The first floor looks like an old-school diner. First thing you'll see is the black and white checkerboard tile, soda shop-style bar and pastry case on the right. They've got muffins, cheesecake, lemon squares. As far as the drinks go, espressos, latte, or just a good old cup of coffee. Second floor, sports bar-themed space. You got a double-sided wall of TVs if the game's on. Obviously, college football right around the corner, NFL right around the corner. And if they're on, they're on one of those TVs on that double-sided wall of over the bar. Fourth and fifth, stunning fine dining spaces. If you want to be served by a waiter or a waitress, this is the place for you. Traditional favorites, but local flair as well. And then the sixth floor, went with my oldest the other day. We both had Rockefeller. We both had Blue Points. And we both had sushi. Can't go wrong there. Best view anywhere downtown. So make the Diner Nashville your huddle point whenever you're downtown during the weekend or during the week. All right, last night was jamborees and final scrimmages. Not a whole lot to talk about in those because it's not really a full game. Trying to get everybody in. Dress rehearsal, I guess, kind of like maybe that final preseason game. So results in those games don't really mean a whole lot to me. I don't think mean a whole lot to the coaches. But it's fun for the mamas and the daddies to see their babies out there dressed up in the uniforms. And a lot of them use it as a way to for their kids to get a glimpse of what going on the road is going to be like. But a lot of jamborees, a lot of final scrimmages last night, fine-tuning, getting ready for week one. And from everything I heard, everybody, I think, came out of it pretty injury-free. So I would think that's probably the most important thing for all these coaches. Week one, as we said, is Friday. Cannot wait of the 2019 season. Hard to believe it's already here. Top games, a lot of them. One of the things that's been pretty neat about these, you know, there's a lot of debate over whether there's too many classifications. It doesn't matter. It is what it is for another 2 years. So you might as well get used to it, whether you like it or don't. Ryan Mudd's shaking his head yes. But there's going to be 9 classifications for the next 2 years. So one cool thing about it is I think there's been some pretty neat out of I know some of the coaches aren't happy about it, but there's been some pretty neat non-region games scheduled. Week one has a lot of great ones. So if you don't know where you're going to go, I'm going to list some for you. There's plenty to go around. Montgomery Bell Academy will be at Brentwood High. As mentioned, Brentwood's head coach Ron Crawford will be on with us a little bit later on. Love that game. I don't know. We're going to ask Coach Crawford. I don't think these two schools have ever played. Cannot wait for that one. Coach Uverard, Coach Crawford, they've been playing against each other at different schools for years. That's going to be a great one. Alcoa at Blackman. Saw something in Murphy Fair's book when I was looking at it the other day. Alcoa at Blackman. Coach Rankin, going into this game, has coached 500 games. He has won 425 of them. Now, I thought Coach Flatt's record was pretty impressive. That's really almost – I almost texted Murphy and said, this has got to be a misprint. 500 games, 425 wins. Pretty neat. That's going to be a great game. First game on the turf at Blackman. So going to be very cool. Oakland at Hendersonville, the defending 6A state champs, traveling to Hendersonville. Coach Beasley's second year as the head coach of the Commandos. That will be a good one. The border battle, Independence at Summit, usually a little bit later in the season, usually week two, week three. They're opening up this week. That's going to be a fun one. Ethan Cash, Destin Wade, two of the better quarterbacks in the mid-state. Gordonsville at Watertown, if you're around those parts of the state, doesn't get any more important to that one. Had Coach Clemens on last week talking about it. Watertown got after him last year. Watertown in a little bit of a rebuilding year this year. They still got a lot of talent, but that one's going to be a fun one to watch if you're around that part of the town. Pearl Cone, Cane Ridge, going to have Eddie Woods on a little bit later on of Cane Ridge. That's Saturday night in the Coaches Against Violence game or classic. I'm not exactly sure what they're calling that. That will be held at TSU. Maplewood and Hillsboro will be playing in that as well. Pearl, Cane Ridge, I've wanted to see these two Metro teams play for quite a while. Glad they're finally getting together. Giles County at Lincoln County. David O'Connor, Tim Johnson, the Coach Meadows, Coach Thompson Bowl. Both of these guys, head coaches, former Lincoln County Falcons. That will be a good one. Dixon at Creekwood. Dixon County at Creekwood. The Jackie Bledsoe Bowl. That will be a good one. Always, that will be a packed house. Trousdale at Friendship. If you're around there, that's always a good game. Brentwood Academy at Florence, Alabama. Why does that one matter? Brentwood Academy, the four-time state champion, defending state champion, heading down to Florence, Alabama. Many remember Coach Will Hester of Ravenwood in Nolensville. He is the head coach at Florence, so that'll be a very neat game. Very excited to see how that game turns out. And then lastly, Page at Fairview, the Battle of 840. Always a good game when those two get together. Game day will be there. Coach Darren joins. That will be his first game day as WCS athletic director. So very excited about that. But those are some of the top games. There's a lot of other good ones, but those were just some that kind of jumped out to me as I was looking at it. But again, that's Friday night. Cookville and Upperman, which we're getting ready to talk to Coach Kane in the next segment, that will be Thursday night. That's going to be at Tennessee Tech. So that'll be maybe you can go to that one and then pick another one on Friday. But very excited about all this. I cannot wait. Next Saturday, we'll be talking scores, results. That's the news brought to you by the Diner Nashville. Also want to remind you, starting next week, the Dream Team is back, brought to you by the Adidas. The watch list, we'll start that again next week. So as many of you all know, we have a couple of Dream Team watch listers every week throughout the week, guys that kind of caught our eye, and then at the end of the year, we'll put our version of the Mid-State team, which we call the Dream Team, and that's brought to you by Adidas. For those of you all that have heard it before, we're looking for the 22 guys that we would take to win a high school football game. Don't care about offers, don't care about stars, guys that you would want to go in. If you had one high school game to play, do you want this guy on your team? Those are the dudes we're looking for. So the watch list will start next Saturday. All right, we'll be right back. Coach Adam Kane, Upperman Bees football, right here on High School Sports Saturday, brought to you by Body Armor Sports Drink, Superior Hydration, 104.5 The Zone.
The thrill of a new school.
If you don't need any work, you're out nothing. But if you do, you're going to be glad you got them there sooner than later. Also, football season right around the corner. You're going to have cookouts. You're going to have people over. Mosquitoes, tick control, they do that as well. You can schedule both those appointments at the same time by calling 800-TERMINEX. Robert Boyer and the crew in the Cool Springs office, they're right next to us. We know them. They are first class. Attention to details are number one deal. If you can hear this show, you're in their service area. So call 800-TERMINEX. Get those free inspections scheduled. Terminex, not in my house. We got Coach Adam Kane, Upperman Bees football on the line. Coach, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, how do you feel, man? Did it get here quicker than you thought? You know, it seems like, you know, it's, I guess it's been about 6 weeks, right? 7 weeks since we were able to come back. I think it's flown by. Are you ready?
We're getting there. It always goes by, you know, a lot faster than you expect. And, you know, it just, I tell everybody, you know, once we get back from the dead period, it's going to be here before you know it, and here we are. 5 days out. And, you know, we made a lot of progress, but you never really are fully satisfied. And so, you know, it's just a little bit of anxiety building. But it's time. I mean, it's been a long preseason in a way. I mean, they added an extra week to it. And so I think the guys are ready. And that kind of showed last night. We played a jamboree, played a quarter last night at Monterey. And, you know, they just, I could tell they were eager to, you know, start the season.
Hit somebody other than themselves.
Yeah.
So, well, that wasn't a very far trip, but that was good. You were able to just hop on 40 East and go up three exits. So that wasn't bad. Well, I want to talk about that in a second. You were talking about where you are. So going into this preseason, you lost two of your top three, I guess, producers on offense, maybe both, but in Blake Metzger and Cole Bush. But we do have our All-State quarterback back in Donovan McAllister. I think as far as dual threats go, this guy is as good as it gets. What, about 2,800 total yards last year? I think this is pretty cool. 13 passing touchdowns, 13 rushing touchdowns. I'd call that balanced. Pretty neat when you have a guy like him back.
Yeah, he's you know, the biggest thing about Donovan is he's just a real competitor, and you know, when the stakes are highest, he's gonna play his best. And anytime you got a kid like that, it's you know, it gives you a chance. And so you know, but replacing those two guys, they were hosses for us last year, and we're still figuring out exactly how we're gonna, you know, share the ball and you know, move the ball, and you know, Donovan can only do so much. But we've got some young talent, some sophomore kids, and that are receiver type guys, and maybe a little running back. And so we're excited. You know, I've got an older guy. Zach Stewart was a two-way player last year, and he's getting some of the carries at running back. So, you know, we feel good about it. The biggest issue, you know, when you're breaking in some new guys is those sophomores, you know, you just never know when it's going to finally click for them. And, you know, that's the trouble opening the season against a 6A, you know, a really good 6A school is, you know, are all your young guys going to be ready for it? And, you know, or is it going to take a little bit longer into the season for them to really start to, you know, really produce at the level you need them to?
Yeah, and so with a guy like Donovan, you already know what he can do, right? And so how did you handle that this preseason? You know what he can do. You don't need any tape on that. But these other guys that are stepping up, that are you wanting to step up, they've got to have a little bit of chemistry with each other. So how did you balance that with how many snaps he gets and the like? And then also he's one of your best defensive players too. So how did you limit or not limit how many snaps he got in the scrimmages and during practice?
Yeah, we didn't really limit him, you know, in practice for sure. You know, when he's running the ball in practice, we'll quick whistle it a little bit quicker than the rest of the guys. In scrimmages, he didn't get to, you know, we didn't really feature him as a runner much. More of a, you know, a passer and a guy handing it off. So, you know, we kind of limited him that way because it's just getting crazier by the year to me how these injuries are just becoming such a big part of the game. And you know, when you're a 3A school, you're an injury away from you know, having a chance at a great season to, you know, you lose a couple guys and you're gonna be scrapping to go 5-5 if you're not careful. So you gotta monitor that part of it. I don't coach from a you know, just a complete fearful level. You know, we still go live in practice quite a bit. I think that's the best way to learn how to tackle. But, you know, when we do get in our scrimmages, and we had three of them, we really kind of limited the way we let him run the ball. So, and that gave those other guys a chance. And you got to be really mindful about, you know, getting guys carries and working on what you need to improve on. And, you know, you can't go into these preseason deals and treat everything like it's a Super Bowl. You got to work what you need to work and, you know, be patient. And, you know, if the fans are a little frustrated at the end, then that's fine. You know, you're just trying to get better as a football team. And I felt like we did a pretty good job of that this preseason.
You mentioned the fine line between a great season and a 5-5 season. Last year, great season, 13-1. Fell to Alcoa in the semis, 14-27, probably their closest game outside of maybe a Maryville in the regular season. I went back and looked at it. Four shutouts, scored 40-plus points 8 times last year. So, but started off the season last year with Cookeville, 23-7 win. I think you all were still going to win probably the rest of those, but what a big win for your community, your high school. So I think that really set the tone for the season, didn't it? Like you mentioned, they're a 6A program, and they're a dang good one, and you know they're going to be well coached. So how big of a part in that 13-1 season do you think that Cookeville win played in that?
Yeah, it kind of scares me to think how big a part it was. You know, it was my first season. I'm quite a bit different. My approach to basically everything football related is quite a bit different than Coach Heron, who was there before. And you know, we were scuffling trying to get the kids to buy in. You know, we were having some growing pains, just like you do anytime you take over a program. But I could tell there was some question marks in people's minds. And when we came out and you know, played them and did well, it basically wiped away all those question marks. And people were able to kind of get on board. And once you're able to do that, makes things a lot easier. And you know, we had a talented group. I knew coming in, it's a big reason why I was interested in the job. And once we got everybody kind of moving in the same direction, it became clear we had a chance to be a special group. And so that was a huge you know, turning point really for my first year in the program.
So, again, playing them, opening up with them this year, a pretty neat deal what you and Coach Maynard came up with this year. You're playing Thursday, the 22nd, not Friday, Thursday, and you're playing at Tennessee Tech on the turf. Who's the home team?
They've got the home game this year. We decided we're going to do it two years in a row, and you know, so next year will be the home, but they've got it this year. And we just decided, you know, it'd be a great venue. I don't know if our stadium there at Upperman, we hosted it last year. I don't know if it's big enough to really even safely, you know, control the crowd. I'm sure Cookeville Stadium's probably big enough, but this will open it up and give our kids an opportunity to, you know, to play on the turf and in a big college stadium atmosphere. And you know, it is two county teams going against each other. And so Coach and I, you know, you're so eager to get the season started that it just – we decided to go a day early and, you know, maybe even bring a little bit more publicity to the deal and you know, get it 24 hours before everybody else starts. And so I'm excited about it, and I'm hoping a huge crowd turns out, and hopefully we can compete with them.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. You know, they'll be well prepared. Like I said, he's breaking in a new quarterback this year, but they're going to be ready. They're going to have a plan. So, well, how does that change playing Thursday night and you had a jamboree Friday night? How is that going to change your work week, or are you just going to we'll start on Monday like we normally do, and Thursday we just don't have the walkthrough? Is that going to change, or do you go on Sunday? What are you going to do?
We've been doing our best to work on them for, you know, the last 2 weeks probably. And so we've got a jump start, but I just now got the film from their jamboree, and we traded them our jamboree from last night. So we'll look at that a little bit. I mean, they played a quarter and we played a quarter. And so, but we're going to come in Sunday and just get a normal Monday, and we'll just be a day ahead. Monday practice, or excuse me, a Tuesday practice will be on Monday, and that deal, and try to get a normal game weekend and just play it a night before. We also just felt like it would give us both an extra day on game two, you know, because instead of playing Friday night, we'll be at the house getting ready for our week two opponent. So, it's something we had talked about, and I hope it'll benefit both teams.
I think it will. Well, Coach, hey, I appreciate you joining us. It's hard to believe it's here. Good luck Thursday against Cookeville. That's going to be a great atmosphere, man. I know the kids from both sides will enjoy it. They're going to be on the Jumbotron. That's always a good thing. That'll be cool.
Yeah.
Well, hey, good luck. Hope everybody stay healthy this week, and we'll be talking later on in the season, okay?
Okay, thanks a lot.
Yes, sir. Coach Adam Kane, the Upperman Bees, again, 13-1 last year, fell to Alcoa in the semis. So, got a really good – Donovan McAllister, his quarterback, can play anywhere. So, going to be fun to watch. The Cookeville Cavaliers will be ready as well. That's going to be a fun game. Again, that's Thursday night. We'll be right back with Coach Ron Crawford of Brentwood High School football. Before we go, if you're in Hermitage, Murfreesboro today, two locations in Murfreesboro, Memorial and Medical, take the family to lunch, dinner at Penn Station East Coast Subs. Every sub freshly grilled to order. I'm a big chicken parm fan. Ryan Mudd's a big Philly cheese fan. Everybody's a big fan of the fresh cut fries, fresh squeezed lemonade, but most importantly, big supporter of high school athletics in Middle Tennessee. So they support us. Get in there and support them. We'll be right back. Ron Crawford, High School Sports Saturday, brought to you by Body Armor Sports Drink, 104.5 The Zone.
I love my
– And they are a huge supporter of high school athletics, Middle Tennessee, Williams County. They are the official sponsor of Game Day, also the official sponsor of the WCS Sports Conference. With that, we've got Coach Ron Crawford, Brentwood High School football on the line. Coach Crawford, good morning.
Good morning to you, Tate.
I appreciate you joining us, my man. It's here, week one. You pumped up?
Yeah, man, it's time to play a game. I listened to Coach Kane there. He thought it went fast. It seems like we've been practicing football forever, man. 6 or 7 weeks since July the 8th.
Yes, sir.
So, man, yeah, we're ready for game week and to get into normal preparation now that school started. So, I don't know if we're ready for who we've got to play, but we're ready to play a game. How about that?
That's right. It's here. It's going to happen Friday night, whether we're ready or not. Hey, we're talking Brentwood High football here, but I was looking at something. I was doing a little I was reading through Murphy's book. I always like looking at the coaching records, not so much the – the wins, but the percentages, the 100 games or more, and then the 50 games or more. Anyways, I don't know if you heard me mention this. Coach Rankin has now coached in 500 games, and he's won 425 of them.
I don't think I'm gonna be able to catch him.
You've got 234 games. You think you're gonna catch that?
I don't think I'm gonna catch him. I know I don't think I can catch him on the wins part of it for sure. So
that's pretty crazy,
pretty remarkable, and man, just just a great football coach. You know, the other day his defense coordinator and him called me, and his defense coordinator said, "Hey, your brother's here." And I was like, he's old. He's more like an uncle." So, but yeah, Gary and I are just man, what a remarkable career! It's just unbelievable, really, how well he's done. And you consider the fact too, his first team went 0-10 at Carthage. So
that's pretty awesome.
It's even more spectacular.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Hey, I want to talk about your team, but getting into it. Week one, Montgomery Bell Academy. I'm looking at all the top games for week one. There's a lot of really good ones. I love this one. I don't think these two schools have ever played. If they have, it's not very many. But this is going to be a great game. I think I have a pretty good idea how this game came about. But for the listeners, you know, what an opener. But how did this game come about? I know you and Coach Uverard know each other well for a long time, a lot of respect. But I love seeing this game. This is a game you don't normally get to see. How did this come about?
Well, we had been scrimmaging them every year in the fall. And, you know, a lot of times when you get a good scrimmage, you don't want to lose it. You don't want to play them because you don't want to lose the scrimmage. You know, it just came about. But we wanted to play. You know, we were looking at somebody here in our area to play. So our whole thing was, you know, NBA, Brentwood Academy, or Innsworth. You know, which one of the three, you know, would we like to play? And so we actually were in contact with all three. Coach Uvard and myself was able to work out this date. It worked out good for both of us. And you know, Marty's really been a guy that, he's the kind of guy that I call and ask advice from, and really trust him as a person as well as a coach. So, yeah, it'll be fun for us. I mean, I know their kids are legitimate students, and our kids have tough academics at our place. So, just felt like it was a good kind of a good fit for our school.
Yeah, y'all kind of. I think you all see a lot of each other in the two programs and. So it's going to be fun. I know one thing, it's going to be physical. Last night you all played JP2, and was that a jamboree or a scrimmage, Coach?
Scrimmage. Okay. Scrimmage. I don't care about a jamboree, but that's a personal thing. It was just a scrimmage. So we got all of our, you know, everybody work. We got our freshmen work and JV work. So, you know, it was good work for us. So we just went Friday with our scrimmages. So we're ready to play one that counts, man.
Okay. So coming out of last night, how do you feel? Again, it's week one. If you're peaking right now, probably not going to be a very good season. But coming out of last night, where do you feel? What do you want to see going into NBA Friday night? Or they're coming to you, but the NBA game.
Yeah, just more consistency, I think, that all of us are at this point, you know, are probably there. You know, just more consistency. We'll one series will look great. We'll look unbeatable. You know, and then the next series or the next play, we look below average. So I think just, you know, for us it's about consistency. You know, it's never an effort thing with us. Our guys will work hard and play hard, and it's important to them. You know, we got ourselves in trouble a couple times last night defensively. But we ran to the ball so hard we overrun stuff. So, but I think that's it for us. It's just, you know, being consistent each and every play. We got a lot of kids that play a lot of football. So, you know, we've got to make a lot of improvement from the way we performed last night to this Friday night. So I'm glad we got this week, because we got to get better before we play NBA for sure.
And the overrunning the ball, those are things you can work with that, right? We can clean that up. The effort part, like you were mentioning, that's never really a problem.
Yeah, man, our guys are just. I'm blessed to have a job where I got really good kids, and our guys are going to play hard. And I don't know how good we can be, but I think we'll give everybody our best shot. And each and every week. So we got some things we think are we're able to clean up. You know, every time we go against NBA, the one thing that stands out is the difference in size on lines of scrimmage. So that'll be the one thing that we've, you know, asked the county. Could they, we've petitioned the county to see if when we're worried that when they run their linemen out, they're going to tilt one end of our field. So we just have got to make sure we play with great pad level, great leverage, because just size is going to be on their side. So it'll be so fun to see our kids respond in this situation.
Well, and that's one thing that they'll make you do, right? They're gonna run the ball. They're gonna be physical. You're gonna get hit with some play actions, right? Probably gonna see a lot of two tights.
We'll have to go back and show our kids what a huddle is, because they don't ever see one, and had to do it once last year. We had to explain to our kids what a huddle is, so
Coach,
we don't play anybody that huddles.
Coach, yeah. You're not talking about HUDL. You're talking about HUDDLE, where all the 11 get together and the quarterback calls the plays.
Yeah, where they get together in a group behind the line. I had to explain it to my kids last year. They'll do that, and then they'll come out and run a play. So it's different for our guys, but man, it's a formula that is it's actually beautiful. You know, where you don't see it anymore, which I think makes it a thing of beauty. Because it's they're different than other folks, and we always think that we have to do stuff like that to be different. I think it plays to their strengths. Coach Ubar's a great play caller. Going to take some play action shots. You know, a lot of naked and just always going to challenge your DBs to play great with their eyes and stay on their reads and keys. So that'll be the one offense we see like this year.
Coach, I heard you at WCS Media Day this time last year, going into week one. Didn't really know who your quarterback was. I think you knew, but you didn't know. Cade Granzow is a junior. What a great sophomore season he had last year. I thought the neatest thing that I heard you say at that was that you felt like Cade still has a lot of room to grow. I think that's a heck of a compliment. That didn't mean he didn't play good as a sophomore. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I think that shows how good you think he can be. He's bigger, stronger. He might be a junior, but I think he's more like a senior. But talk a little bit about him and the difference between him going into week one from last year.
I mean, he's pretty by quarterback standards. You know what I mean? 6'3", 208 or 209 pounds. Has great running ability. Got an unbelievable arm. I don't understand why he doesn't have multiple offers at this point, but those are college guys are smarter than us, you know, and make more money than we do, so that's their job. But, yeah, there's areas I think we feel like he can improve, and he feels like he can improve. And he's never satisfied. He's not one of those guys who wants more and more information. He's still learning the game, just like, coaches are still learning the game. You know what I mean? It changes so rapidly. So I think, and he's super competitive, man. He's super competitive. He's hard on himself. I wish he could free himself up a little bit and almost give himself some grace at times. But, he gives us a chance to win. If you look at any level, when you get to the playoffs, and as the fewer and fewer teams are competing, look at the quarterbacks. Look at the level of quarterback play. So, we're excited because we think he gives us a chance each and every week.
Walker Merrill, a young man that you're going to hear a lot about this year, played a lot of defense last year, played considerable snaps at wide receiver, but he's really going to have to be your go-to this year on the wide receiver, on the offensive end, right? But another junior, a young man who's very explosive, and I know you're excited about the growth where he's gone. Again, same deal, big jump. There's a big difference between a sophomore and a junior, and so where is he right now? I know he was a little banged up, but got cleaned up. I think he's at full speed now, hopefully, but really going to have to rely on him as well on both sides of the ball.
Just a freak athletically. Flashes on film, flashes in the game. It doesn't take you long to figure out which one he is when you're watching the receiver group, you know what I mean? Or where's the kid with all the offers? Oh, there he is. Just because of his smoothness and athleticism. So, yeah, man, he's a guy we've got to. The other people know about him too, man. So we've got to do a good job of moving him around to make sure we can get him the ball. And, you know, actually, he's going to help our other guys because, you know, we think he'll get a lot of attention. So he hopefully, and our other guys have done a great job in fall camp, playing receiver as well. So we think we've got other weapons out there as well as Walker. And having Walker will get the other guys' balls because we think that, you know, teams are going to give him a lot of attention. And it's going to be exciting to see how people play us and play him.
Yeah, that's one of the cool things about both the teams in this game is, you know, when you're 6A and have the size of the senior classes that you have every year, you know, it usually works out. You're always replacing a lot of guys, and so, but it's always fun. The guys you're talking about, they always step up, and so it's always fun to watch those guys step up. Offensive line, we got a lot of skilled people back, got a quarterback back, but we lost our whole offensive line. Got guys that'll step up there, but they will. I know Stone Roston's a guy that you're really going to lean on to be a leader there. He's a big kid, strong kid, so he's going to have to kind of lead the way early on the line, correct?
Yeah, I mean, we lost all of them. So we've played, you know, three scrimmages now with five linemen and never played before. So and saw a lot of different looks last night and a lot of blitzing that we haven't seen. And when you don't prepare for somebody, obviously, those things are really good for your opponents. So I think I've enjoyed watching those guys work down there. You know, they're great kids. You've heard Coach Cutcliffe say so many things about linemen. They're always the most unselfish guys on your team. There are guys that probably celebrate others' success more than their own at times, and just a group of guys that have been in our program. You know, you mentioned Stone, and he's everything we would want people to think Brentwood football is, just by his character and his class and the way he carries himself, and on and off the field, by the way. And then, you know, you got people like Austin Lowe and Tyler Bell that got some snaps last year that have just been in our program, you know. For a long time, Aiden Kennedy, who we moved from linebacker to offensive line. How unselfish is that?
Yeah.
And then Luke Connor, a junior that's going to do some good things. And then, so, I mean, it's just guys, you want to have success because you understand their world's different, man. You know, when things ain't going well, that's when the guy pays $7 strings block somebody without understanding. Dude, you come block somebody. You know, it's not an easy job. So those are obviously guys that you can tell I care about those kids for doing the things they've done for us. So just we hope they'll gel and come together and, you know, play to the best of their ability. And I think they will.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you joining us, man. I'm glad it's here. I'm excited about this game. It's at your place on the turf. So it's going to be a great environment. Enjoy the rest of the week. I know you will. Good luck Friday night. We'll be talking soon, brother.
All right. Thank you, Tate. Appreciate your show.
Yes, sir. Coach Ron Crawford, Brentwood High School football. That's going to be a good one. Brentwood hosting NBA Friday night. Gateway Tire, 1021 West McEwen Drive. If you need anything automotive but body work, Gateway Tire is the place for you. You can drop it off right there in the heart of Cool Springs. Go shopping. They'll call you. My man Nathan, buddy, they'll call you. Come pick it up. But most importantly, if you need tires, that is what they do best. Home of the Yokohama Tires. Get a new set or get in there and get your tires rotated and balanced. Big supporter of high school athletics in Williams County. They are the proud sponsor of the Player of the Week and the Player of the Year. So get in there and see Garth and the boys at Gateway Tire, 1021 West McEwen Drive. We'll be right back. Coach Eddie Woods, Cane Ridge Ravens football. Right here on High School Sports Saturday, brought to you by Body Armor Sports Strength. Of EMS training, All you got to do is get in there and try that first one. You'll know what they are talking about. It's like no other training method out there. 15-minute session is the equivalent is equivalent to 6 to 8 hours of strength training in the gym. I know what you're thinking. That's not possible. Get in there and try it. Mention this show or any of the coaches' shows, and you'll get the 30-session package for the 15-session price. 65% muscle penetration is what you can get on your own. 95 to 100 with the EMS training method that Mandu provides. Green Hills, West End, Brentwood, and Cool Springs, they're somewhere close to you. No excuse not to get in there. Mandu, M-A-N-D-U-U.com. Got Coach Eddie Woods, Cane Ridge Ravens football coach. Good morning.
Good morning.
Man, I tell you, I sound like a broken record. I'm excited about a lot of these games, these week one games. I've been wanting to see Cane Ridge and Pearl Cone for a while. We got it scheduled. It's Saturday night at 5:30 at Tennessee State. So if you want to go to your local high school team's game on Friday night and still want to see Cane Ridge, Pearl Cone, you can. This is an exciting game. How'd it come about?
Well, we've been trying to get this thing on for a couple of years now. One way or another, didn't work out on either side. But finally got a chance to get that going this year, and we're excited about it.
Well, it's going to be fun, and I think really, you know, kind of hard to argue with what Hillsboro's done the past few years as well. Right. By the way, they're playing Maplewood. Is that after you or is it before?
That's before us. So they'll play at 3 and we'll play at 5:30.
Okay, so Maplewood, Hillsboro. But really, Hillsboro, Pearl Cone, and Cane Ridge, the most successful Metro teams the past few years. And, you know, you've got the Brentwood Academies and the Ravenwoods and the Oakland's obviously, but the last few years, Cane Ridge right up there with them. Kind of hard to argue with what you all have done. 24-3, fell in the second round to Ravenwood last year with a 6A runner up to Maryville 2 years ago. You know, your program's really just running on a high level right now, and I know you're very excited about this year. Going into it, you lose a pretty special player in Devon Starling. You don't ever replace a guy like him. But how do you reload, I guess?
Well, you don't. And in this high school business, you want to be good. You want to be probably a different type of good every year. Two or three years ago, we had DJ Thorpe. We was more spread option and things like that. And then Devon came on as a junior, so we was more power and play action. So we're going to go back to that spread option style, which we have a lot of guys returning in the skills positions, and we'll find a way to get that rushing productive another way. And I guess the coaching staff, that's what you're supposed to do, trying to find out, because you got to be able to run the ball. And while we lose Devon, we'll figure out a way to get that rushing production back, and then the passing game should help us out with light boxes.
It's funny how that always works, isn't it, Coach? It doesn't matter how you run it, what you do, what you're about, and I think that's one thing people have noticed about you. You know, there's times when you threw it more or you know, a little bit more spread, a little bit wide out, but Eddie Woods football team, we're going to run the football, right?
Yeah. I mean, you have to, especially when you get in the playoffs and you got sustained drives, and, you know, we cross over Williamson County, and if you can't sustain drives, it's going to be a long night, well, a short night for you. So we understand that. We didn't come in with the approach of trying to replace Devon. We just knew we had to find other ways to try to get that rush production, and we've done a great job at trying multiple guys. And you know, we have two quarterbacks that do a good job. You know, they can throw the ball and run it as well. And people will see how good those guys are as the season progresses.
Well, one playmaker that's not an unknown is Quentin Barnes back at wide receiver. I assure you, Coach Brunetti and everybody else on that schedule knows who he is. He's a guy you already know what he can do, right? But then breaking in a new quarterback, Xavion Clemens, another athlete. A guy you're going to have to bring around, you know, bring along, but he's got a lot of talent. But Quentin, he's really going to need to lean on Quentin early on.
And we're expecting Quentin to be that guy now. The past 2 years, he's been playing since a freshman, and we kind of relied on Devon, and the year before that, Devon and the Twins to get us going offensively in that 13-2 season. But yeah, he's got that swagger now. He's older. He's ready to take on that challenge, and I'm excited to see him myself.
On the line, Michael Reese, offensive line, defensive lineman, a Duke commit, Coach Reese's son. He's a guy who's been in your program now for a while, and he's really the, you know, unquestioned leader of the trenches. And if you want one, he's a pretty good one to have.
He is. He's been playing since a sophomore for us. He played on that state championship run team. We've been holding him out a whole lot, so I know he's eager to eager to play this upcoming season, this upcoming game next week. Also, Kenneth Allen, this guy been playing for us about 3 years now. So we feel really good with the offensive defensive line, although we have not played a lot of those guys in the summer, trying to find depth. And, you know, I'm not a big guy on scrimmages. You know, I'm trying to find depth and trying to establish the run and try to see how we can run the ball, how we can stop the run. And we play multiple guys in scrimmages, so we're not really big on those. And we was able to find a few guys that can add depth to what we're trying to do.
If they remember you for what you did in your scrimmages, you probably didn't have a very good year, did you?
No, I didn't. We never do, you know, from a score standpoint, you know, we don't really put up a lot of points. And but we do a good job at scheming things and evaluating the kids in the summer practice so we can fix what we need to fix. And that's why that's what it takes to be good in 6A. If you can't fit well, you can't stop the run and establish the run and constantly evaluate the kids and give them feedback, you're not going to be very good. You know, us competing with Wilson County and surrounding counties the way we have the past few years has been that formula. I'm not going to change that. Like I said, I don't really care about the summer, what happens in the summer. I care more so what happens in the fall. I know my coaches get frustrated with me as well sometimes because I'm somewhat vanilla. But I know we'll have a chance to come out next week.
Well, 24-3 in the last 2 years, I'd say that's a pretty good recipe. Coach, we got about a minute left. I think the game, the scouting report on both about the same. You mentioned fit against Pearl Cone on Saturday and them as well. If you don't fit well and you're not disciplined on defense, they can break it. You can break it. That's probably the most important thing, right? We got to be disciplined on defense because they got guys that can take it to the house.
That's what we've been working on all summer, and we know we got to fit well. We have to contain well. We got to box everything in and don't give those guys opportunity to get outside. We got to box everything in and stay square and run down the lines and play gap control defense. So that's more so we've been working on. We've been rotating a lot of guys to do that. We want to stay fresh next week. And like I said, we got quite a few guys that can do that up front. That's been a testament of holding Reese out and letting a lot of those other young guys get their shot and their opportunity. And we already know what Reese can do. We already know what Tyquez Les can do. So we just got to try to find those other guys. We did a good job at doing that. So we feel pretty good about our rotations up front.
Well, Coach, it's going to be fun. Coaches Against Violence. It's at Tennessee State, Cane Ridge, Pearl Cone, Saturday at 5:30. Good luck, brother. And we will talk later on in the season, okay?
Yes, sir. Thanks a lot.
Have a great day. Coach Eddie Woods doing a great job at Cane Ridge. That's it for today. Again, next Saturday, we'll be talking scores from week one. Cannot wait. Have a great weekend. Up next, Forklift Systems Football Saturday with the coach. See you next Saturday.